You're talking about a loan shark? The chief is getting tired of Ralph, too. He makes a show of letting his breath out. Yes, Putz. Who did you think was going to be willing to buy your crappy debt? Funking J.P. Morgan Chase? Ralph is floored by this news. He knew that being called in to see the chief could not be good, but he never expected anything so disastrous. He just stands there, speechless, trying to digest the whole business. "He'll be in touch with you, I'm sure," says the chief. The needle on Ralph's tank of self-confidence has come to rest at zero. "Chief, how can I possibly pay him? What does a loan shark charge, 100% or so? If I can't pay you 55%, how am I going to pay him 100%? The chief has lost interest. "You'll figure something out." Ralph begs. "Chief, please, don't do this. I'm one of your best customers." The chief smiles just slightly and snorts. "What's funny?" asks Ralph stupidly. "You reminded me of that ancient business joke. We lose money on every item we sell, but we'll make it up in volume." Ralph is back to begging. "Chief." The chief is stone cold. "Don't humiliate yourself, Ralph Collins. This is already done." Ralph's inner resources are exhausted by now. He feels just as defeated as he in fact is. Giving up, he says, "As long as I'm here, can I at least play some bets on the weekend games?" The chief is flabbergasted. He leans back in his oversized chair and just stares at Ralph for a long time. "You still don't get it, do you?" he says finally. "Your credit is cut off. You can't bet with me unless you bring cash up front." Ralph is stunned. The logic is inescapable. He just hadn't connected the dots before. All at once, his fear is no longer abstract, it's physical. He's feeling queasy, and he can feel the clammy dampness of sweat building under his armpits. What he says next, he says quietly, with utter sincerity and truth. "I can't not bet." "Not my problem," says the chief. "I don't have cash. My credit cards are maxed." "Not my problem,"